Have you ever stopped and truly wondered how the world really works? What we were taught in school, the stories, the so-called facts, are often nothing more than clever tales spun by the powerful. Propaganda, illusions, carefully crafted misinformation. Open your eyes and you'll see. The real world bears little resemblance to the one we were programmed to believe in. This series, entitled How the World Really Works, was summoned forth by the legendary Blackbeard himself to tear down the grand facades built by those who manipulate from the shadows. 'Tis time to clear the fog from your mind and rid your inner compass of the false bearings installed to keep you adrift, confused, and controllable. In today's world, you may not be shackled in irons, but many are unknowingly serving as batteries, power in a matrix built by the super rich. They seek to drain every ounce of your energy and productivity for their own lavish gain, then cast you aside once you've naught left to give. Aye, this be the first in a series of lessons meant to reveal what the high and mighty would prefer you never understand. For the more ye learn of how the world truly spins, the less sway the so-called elite shall hold o'er you and your kin. This episode offers a clear and simple glimpse at the basics of taxes, just the tip of a frozen, monstrous iceberg. The US tax code spans over 70,000 pages, and at its rotten core lies this notion. If ye breathe, the elite reckon you owe them a hefty cut of your life's labor so they may feast while you scavenge. They be so rich, they command entire parliaments and puppet kings. And should ye resist their grip too boldly, they'll label ye a villain, an enemy of the state, and see you dealt with most harshly. But fear not. Blackbeard's goal with this series is not to stir ye into reckless mutiny, but to grant ye the treasure of understanding. So you might chart a better course, even if you never fully escape the matrix of control. And remember, mates, this be for entertainment and education alone. No legal, health, or financial cannonballs be fired here. If you be setting sail on serious matters, always consult a true expert before weighing anchor. Now then, hoist the Jolly Roger and take it away, Captain Blackbeard.
Ahoy there, mates! Gather close and lend me your ears, for it's time for another rousing episode of How the World Really Works. Today, we be diving headfirst into a topic that's robbed more treasure than all the pirates of the seven seas combined. Taxes! Thanks for the introduction, Arabella, my dazzling diva in fishnet tights. Let it be known across the seven seas that she be a sight to stir the soul and shiver the timbers. Now, whether ye be a humble deckhand earning your keep, or a seasoned merchant sailing the markets, understanding the ropes of income tax, capital gains, and other levies be crucial if ye want to keep the wind in your sails and the tax man out of your cargo hold. Looks like the podcast studio be full of ghosts today. Before we hoist anchor, allow me to share a bit of wit from me old mate Mark Twain. Sharp as a cutlass he is. He said, the only difference between a tax man and a taxidermist is that the taxidermist leaves the skin. And old Will Rogers just followed that up with, the income tax has made more liars out of the American people than golf has. Har, har! All right, enough gesturing. Pipe down, ye scallywags. Let's get to the heart of this beast. Income tax, now. That be the tribute the crown, a government, takes from your earnings. For the landlubbers, that be your wages and salaries. And for ye enterprising privateers, it includes profits from side hustles and bounty. Now! Whether this constant plundering of your coin be truly constitutional, well, we'll set that cannonball aside for another voyage. Today's mission is to help ye stay out of the brig and keep your ship floating legal. Here's how it works in these modern waters. The government sets different rates depending on how much gold you've got in your chest. In the U.S., they call it a progressive system. The more ye earn, the more they take. Income tax rates range from 10% all the way up to 37%, depending on how much booty you've collected. But there be ways to patch your haul. Deductions and credits. These be like loopholes in the tax man's net. For example, if you got a loan on your homestead, ye might deduct the interest. If ye be working hard and earning modestly, there be credits like the earned income tax credit to lighten your load. And every year, without fail, ye must report your haul. That's your filing requirement, mates. Failing to file or misreporting can bring a tidal wave of fines, interest, or worse. So best be honest, or at least clever. Even the great Albert Einstein scratched his noggin at taxes. He said, the hardest thing in the world to understand is the income tax. If even a genius like him was stumped, ye know it be a monster worth understanding. Now then, let's talk capital gains tax. This be the toll the taxman takes when ye sell something valuable, like stock in a company, land, or your share of a business. The rate ye pay depends on two things: how long ye held the treasure, and how much other gold ye brought in that year. If ye sell quick, holding the loot less than a year, it's called a short-term capital gain, and it's taxed the same as your income. But if ye've got patience, and ye hold that prize longer than a year, ye earn long-term capital gains treatment, which ranges from 0% to 20%, depending on your income. There be some blessed exemptions and exclusions, too. For example, in these modern colonies, the U.S., that is, if ye sell your main home and meet the conditions, ye might exclude up to $250,000 of gains. $500,000 if you're a married pair of pirates. But mind ye, the rules change like the tides, so always check the latest maps. Besides income and capital gains, there be a whole sea of other taxes that nibble at your treasure like barnacles on a hull. Payroll taxes. These be pulled right out of your wages to fund the likes of Social Security and Medicare. If ye sail solo as a self-employed swashbuckler, ye pay boat shares yourself. Sales tax. This be a toll on the goods and services ye buy. It varies by port, and some colonies exempt things like food or clothing. Property tax. If ye own land or buildings, ye pay this tax based on what they're worth. It funds local crew like schools, constables, and fire brigades. Corporate tax. For those running a business, ye owe tax on your profits. Some countries offer incentives or rewards for certain spending or investments. Excise taxes. These be special levies on particular goods like grog, tobacco, and barrels of rum, often hidden in the price. These taxes help fund roads and other public goods. Now let me remind ye, back in me day, the British Crown had the gall to tax the colonies just 5% on tea. That's it, nothing more. And yet, the colonials rose up and fought a bloody war for freedom over that mere crumb. Today, if ye tally up all the open and hidden taxes, the royal class be taking over 50% of every piece of silver ye earn. So, how does a savvy sailor keep his ship from sinking in this sea of taxation? First, stay informed. The tax code changes faster than the winds in a squall. New rules, new deductions, new dangers, no M. Second, plan ahead. Time the sale of your assets wisely and make contributions to your retirement chest. That'll help lower what you owe. Third, seek help from a proper navigator, a tax professional. They know the reefs and the sandbars and can guide ye safely. And lastly, use modern tools. There'll be fine software and services that can simplify the whole process, sniff out savings, and keep your course true.
Well, we hope you enjoyed today's Pirate's Code podcast. Seems word got out across the realms that today's topic be taxes, and a whole crowd gathered, eager to toss their two doubloons into the conversation. Arthur Godfrey chimed in with a gem. I was proud to be paying taxes in the United States. The only thing is, I could have been just as proud for half the money. And Gerald Berzan tossed this into the pot. Americans have all heard the phrase, no taxation without representation. Well, taxation with representation ain't so hot either. All right. Settle down, you salty jesters. Seems everyone thinks humor be the best balm for tax pain. And who can argue? Even in stormy waters, a hearty laugh can lift the crew's spirits. But all jesting aside, by grasping the basics of income taxes, capital gains, and the many other levies that siphon coin from your chest, ye put yourself in a better position to steer clear of danger. With this knowledge, you can make smarter decisions, lessen the burden of taxes legally, and contribute to the flowing currents of the economy without getting pulled under. And hush, Mr. Franklin, we've all heard your bit about death and taxes being the only thing that be certain in life. Okay, one last comment, courtesy of a masked sailor in the shadows. The best things in life are free, but sooner or later, the government will find a way to tax them. Sad but true, mate. Now, while we can't help ye escape all taxes unless you plan to live in Davy Jones's locker, we can help you build more income to ease the weight. So follow Blackbeard for the pursuit of better health, greater wealth, and more happiness. And perhaps, just perhaps, a lighter tribute to the crown. Be sure to check out other episodes of How the World Really Works, from the basics of budgeting and compound interest to understanding credit scores, and the four streams of income every sailor should know. Or download the free app and ask Blackbeard anything you wish, from tax questions to treasure maps of financial freedom. Sounds like the crew's weighing anchor and the sails be catching wind. We'll post again soon, mate. Blast it! Does anyone know where that thunderous music be coming from every time I be signing off? Oh well, until next time, keep your cutlasses sharp, your minds sharper, and may the Jolly Roger fly high o'er every ship ye sail.